Young people have all kinds of choices for summer camp. You can hike in the woods, swim, row boats, get lessons in singing and acting, you name it. You might not have named learning how to be a climate change activist at the top of your list, but such a camp exists in Southern Oregon. In fact, this summer will be the third for Next Generation Climate Justice Action Camp. It's a creation of a coalition of organizations. Grace Warner is in the studio with me. She is the camp outreach coordinator. Thank you so much for joining us, Grace.
Thank you, Jeff.
And among the organizations that's part of the coalition creating the camp is the Civil Liberties Defense Center in Eugene, where Lauren Regan is the executive director, and she's our guest on the phone. Hi, Lauren.
Good morning.
So can one of you tell me how the camp first got started in the first place?
Sure. I'll take that. This is Lauren. So the CLDC and I have been defending activists, including environmental and social change activists, for about 13 years now. And as part of that, we go to places where people are planning climate actions or climate protests. And we give them Know Your Rights trainings, where we want to make sure that activists know where the line is drawn between what is legal and what is not, so that they know what they're getting into. If they choose to be arrested, they know what to expect. And if they don't want to get arrested, we want to make sure they know how to, you know, best protect themselves and avoid that problem. And so for years, we've traveled around the country giving these trainings to mostly adults, that are getting ready for kind of mass protest situations. And for the last several years, every time I went to an action camp and did one of these trainings for adults, after the training was over, I would say something like, if you're here with juveniles or people who are undocumented, come see me after the training. There's a few special rules, you know, related to those groups of people. And sure enough, you know, a handful of people who, you know, looked 35 to me would come up to me and say, I'm 15, my mom doesn't know I'm here, I want to get arrested tomorrow. And we realized that there was a growing number of teenagers that were ready to really plug in and get activated on climate issues in particular. And they were showing up at adult camps, which weren't necessarily suited to their level of experience or their level of maturity. And a lot of the adults running the camps didn't necessarily know that these folks were so young. And so we decided that it was time to provide them with a designated safe setting for youth aged 14 to 18. And that way we can give them more of the fundamentals. You know, we want to make sure that they have the building blocks of being a social change activist. We want to make sure that they understand that the juvie system is a little different than the regular adult system, with some different consequences potentially. And, you know, we also wanted to make sure that they understood that there can be lots of other options to the kind of sexy getting arrested option in trying to, you know, protect the climate and protect the environment. And then finally, we wanted to try to help develop a peer group for them. You know, we youth that were really self-motivated and were really, you know, trying to plug into adult groups and trying to be involved in adult-oriented campaigns, you know, we thought it would be great for them to be able to build their own kind of coalition or their own peer group of like-aged folks so that they could really get a chance at organizing themselves. Because oftentimes youth that get involved in adult organizations kind of get pushed to the side a little bit. And by giving them this, you know, safe area with other teens, they get to be the leaders of the pack, basically. You know, they get to do a lot of the organizing that they might not otherwise get if they were grouped up with adults.
Lauren, is there a particular, I mean, in an overall sense, do you advocate a greater level of caution for younger people because of the differences between the juvenile and the adult systems?
Well, we just think that because of the life experiences that they may or may not have had, that we need to provide them with information in a little more comprehensive way. We need to make sure that they have plenty of time to ask questions about it. It's not necessarily that the consequences are more severe for teens. You know, technically, for civil disobedience, most teens that go through the juvie system, you know, they don't go to jail. You know, there's not probation, but there are these like behavior agreements that often get imposed that are almost like being on probation for quite a while. You know, some even come with like conditions of basically being on house arrest. And so there are consequences, but there's also potential consequences to things like federal financial aid, you know, being involved in activities in your high school. And we just want to make sure, you know, the worst thing that could happen is these incredibly inspirational, awesome teens have one experience going out to a protest and then have such a negative experience that they leave the movement. And, you know, when we lose, you know, their passion and their drive to be activists, we want to make sure that they're going to be involved in movements and their communities and that they're going to be organizers and leaders for the long haul. You know, and there's, because of all of the climate issues and sort of the necessity for people to really start taking it up a notch and, you know, becoming more effective really quickly, we want to give them all the tools that we can to get them up to speed as fast as possible so they can basically take the baton and run with it and, you know, and come up with these next best ways to fight for the planet.
We're talking about summer camp for climate change activists, which is the Next Generation Climate Justice Action Camp coming up in July in Jackson County. We're talking to Lauren Regan at the Civil Liberties Defense Center in Eugene. Grace Warner is the camp outreach coordinator here in the studio with me. You can join us at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Grace, what do you find to be the general level of awareness of climate change from the campers who, as they arrive?
Well, we have a really big range of experience of the youth that come, and also a big variety in their background in activism. Like some of the youth that come, their focus at home might be on organizing around decolonization or around forest issues or around food justice or gender issues. So they're coming from all different backgrounds. And then there's also, you know, it varies in terms of if they just have a peaked interest or if they're already organizing protests at their high school or things like that. And generally, I think that people really underestimate youth. I think that in many ways, people who are under the age of 20 are much more aware of the weight of the issues that we are facing than older folks. And so it's just amazing to watch youth come to this camp and flourish when they're able to find both peers and mentors that are on the same page with them about the need for change.
You don't appear terribly old yourself, if you don't mind my saying so. So have you been an activist since a pretty young age yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I guess when I was in junior high, I was marching in anti-war marches. And for the last 6 years or so, I've been really involved in forest and climate issues in the Northwest. Right now, I organize with Southern Oregon Rising Tide in this area, fighting the pipeline. And that was how I became connected with this camp. And I went to the camp last year just as a mentor. I didn't really help that much with the infrastructure of the camp and really wanted to get more involved afterwards. Because selfishly, it's like if you're doing this work, it can be really depressing. And, you know, like environmentalists lose a lot, basically. But it's when you get to see who's coming up, it's kind of incredible and inspiring and makes me want to keep doing stuff. So that's my selfish motivation. But
well, how are the days filled at the camp? I mean, you had a chance to observe once. I mean, does it ever get to the summer campy kinds of things, or is it fairly heavy, like, you know, here's what to do when the police grab you sorts of stuff?
Well, the last 2 years, the camp was only 5 days, I believe. This year it's going to be 7 days. One of the reasons we did that is because we want there to be more open space for more of the summer campy kind of stuff. Last year we went hiking. Swimming options were limited because of the drought, but this summer I think we'll have swimming and campfires and things like that. But the workshops really range. Like, it's not just about the arrestable kind of stuff. In fact, that's relatively limited to the Know Your Rights section. And we do a lot more like how you organize a meeting, how you do media, how you make protest props and cool art projects, things like that.
Lauren Regan, is there a final project from Next Generation Climate Justice Action Camp, something all the campers do together to test what they've learned?
Yeah, well, so throughout the week, The workshops kind of build on each other. You know, as Grace was mentioning, you know, it starts off with, like, how do you hold a meeting and make decisions? And then it, you know, develops to, like, how do you pick a target and build a campaign? How do you put together messaging and media and all of those things? And all of it is building. They actually plan and implement their own event, their own protest throughout the week. So starting at the very early workshops, they begin to put together their own, you know, protest event, and at the end of camp, they implement it. So last year, the topic picked was the LNG pipeline, and the teens planned a rally in downtown Medford that included a march and some street theater and some poetry. They wrote their own chants. And then they also went to the corporate headquarters of the folks that are building the LNG pipeline, and they went and talked to the corporate executives about why they don't want the pipeline to be built, and they did some more chanting, and they built some props. They screen printed their own T-shirts, et cetera, et cetera. So it does all build for them to have a hands-on experience of actually using all of the tools that they put into their toolkit throughout the week. And then afterward, they kind of have a little celebration and a debrief on, you know, what went right and what went wrong and how things could have been better and et cetera, et cetera. Overall, it's an incredibly positive experience for them. And as far as we know, we are the only camp of this kind in the country, particularly one that really does match activists, adult activists who are, you know, in the throes of campaign work with youth, that results in them actually going out and trying those skills out in the community. And of course, for that purpose, you know, it's a non-arrest scenario, and plenty of lawyers from the CLDC involved in the camp to make sure that that is the way things remain. You know, we don't want parents to be concerned about what might happen to their kid if they send them off to the camp. So we make sure for the purposes of the camp that any actions or events are very safely non-arrest scenarios.
The CLDC is the Civil Liberties Defense Center, where Lauren Regan's the executive director. Grace Warner's with us as well. She's the outreach coordinator for The Topic, which is the Next Generation Climate Justice Action Camp coming up in July in Jackson County. With the LNG pipeline in a bit of limbo at the moment, Grace, is there, have you chosen a topic for the focus of the students this year, or do they choose that themselves?
That's yet to be decided, I would say. I would say that I don't see the pipeline as being in limbo. I think I see it as an active project.
At the moment is what
at
I
the
yeah,
moment, yeah.
You heard my qualifier
yeah.
there.
So we don't know yet. I think we will try to give them a couple different options. And, you know, the planning of the event is very process-focused because we think, like, rather than the end results, like, that is, like, where the learning happens, is watching them have meetings with each other and try to figure out how you make collective decisions to take action together, basically.
I can imagine that there are people who think this is just a great thing, you know, that the people who care enough about climate change at a young age, training to be better activists on the subject matter. But I can also imagine there are probably some people who criticize this as some sort of liberal brainwashing camp or something. I mean, what kinds of responses do you get, and how do you respond to those responses?
Sure. You know, we haven't really gotten much in the way of negative response at all, because we really do look at this camp as kind of a cross-movement, intersectional type of camp. You don't have to be an environmentalist to come to this camp. You just need to want to become a community organizer or a community leader. And so a number of the youth that come to the camp, you know, for instance, the last couple of years have been Latino youth focused on immigration issues. There have been other, you know, teens from tribal reservations that are focused on water and indigenous sovereignty issues. And so really, the tools that we're trying to relay to youth are, you know, how to build community power and how to organize your community, whatever the issue may be. it just so happens that because of the work that the CLDC does and the people that we're connected to and the region of the country that we're in, climate issues right now are a relevant intersectional issue. You know, climate affects workers, climate affects immigrants, climate affects environmentalists. And so it's an issue that we can instruct youth on, you know, how to basically do cross-movement organizing, you know, how workers and environmentalists or workers and Native Americans and environmentalists, you know, need to work together. And just, you know, it's one of the biggest obstacles, I think, to current environmental and climate organizing. We have all these different divisions between different activist groups. And in order to get over that hump and really build power and a mass movement, youth are going to need much better skills at doing cross-movement organizing than many of us had. You know, when I was coming up in the ranks, it wasn't really something that was focused on or talked about much. And it's really been maybe the last 10 years that those issues have been taken much more seriously. Like Grace's era of activists, you know, probably really started feeling the pressure to do more of that. And so we want to, you know, basically take the lessons that we've been learning and make sure to instill them in youth so that they can take that kernel and grow it into something much better.
Grace, with 50 or so slots, do you have to turn some people away? Is there a lot of demand for the camp?
You know, actually, the camp has mostly been promoted word of mouth the last couple of years. So we've had fewer than 20 campers the last 2 years. We're hoping to have many more this year. There's definitely still space open. So if people are interested, they should go to cldc.org/camp. And there's a registration form there.
Am I reading this right? The fee is $150. It seems low for a week.
It's very low, the fee. And actually, a lot of our campers come on scholarship, partial or full scholarship. It's really important to us that we make this camp accessible to the communities that are most impacted by climate change and environmental degradation. So we want the camp to be affordable. We also provide transportation from some areas, Northern California and the Willamette Valley.
And this is up in the Howard Prairie area, east of Ashland?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Coming up in the summer in July 12th through the 19th. Well, you certainly raised some eyebrows today with the news of this camp, but it sounds like it is the only one of its kind in the country. Next Generation Climate Justice Action Camp, put on by the Civil Liberties Defense Center and other groups. Lauren Regan's the executive director at the CLDC in Eugene, and Grace Warner is the camp outreach coordinator here in the studio with me. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeffrey.